The Germans treated us like scum. They could hit us, kick us, and kill us as they pleased. There was no one to come to our rescue, says Halina Krzymowska, the Ravensbrück survivor. She still has a vivid memory of her arrival at the camp, which will always resonate with the sound of the German language. I got my number. My number was 26487, and then I passed out. My mother was at her wit's end when she noticed that the Germans had left the door open as they moved back and forth, and she ran into the yard. She saw a high-ranking SS officer in the yard. She recognized him by his appearance, his medals and his epaulets. She ran up to him and grabbed him by the lapels and shouted frantically, "Hilfe, Hilfe, meine Tochter ist krank. Help, help, my daughter is sick." The Germans came running almost immediately, but they took my mom away and gave her a lethal dose of morphine. Halina Krzymowska finds it impossible to accept that the foreign press repeatedly writes about Polish concentration camps. The people who do this haven't got the foggiest idea of those times and the tragedy. Someone has to tell the truth, says the Ravensbrück survivor. How is it possible that these foreign writers or foreign correspondents didn't realize they are simplifying things? The camps were set up and operated by the Germans. They were not Polish, they were only located in Poland. This is a gross oversimplification, and we have to straighten this out and explain everything. Halina Krzymowska has been meeting journalists for many years now. She is always happy to share her memories. She is adamant about one thing. The truth about Nazi German camps must always be told.